Anyway, we have the famous Maaser we say over every week, School of Parnassah, Shefa. It is the Maaser with Reb Don Segel told my Rabbi Nuaz to say it over, so I say it over every week. Rezi Nuaz, Olav Shalom. There was a guy in Prague, and he had a dream for 3 nights in a row that under the bridge, a few hours away, there's a treasure. So he got into his horse and buggy and drove down there with his shovels and got there, and the guards by the bridge said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, we had a dream for 3 nights in a row that this is there by the bridge. There's a certain treasure. We want to dig it up." And the guard said, "Listen, we had a dream for 3 nights in a row. There's a guy in Prague at this and this address behind his oven has a treasure. You see us getting into our horse and buggy and going down there? Get out of here." He got into his horse and buggy, went down to that address. It was his own address, and the rest is history. So, everybody should have shefa, bracha, atzlocha. Zakti Gemara. We're up to a new ches today. We'll start on Zion on Beis. Omar Rav Huna. Similar treifa, Yud Beis Chodesh. Means if you want to know if an animal's a treifa, if it doesn't live 12 months, it's Ghana. It's a Ghana. Meisve, similar treifa, Kol Shen Yeledes. Pshengulam Meshabeches Velechis, B'yadua Shik Sherif. You know if it gets better, you know it's a Sherif. It's Namna Velechis, B'yadua Shik Treifa. Rabbi Amin, similar treifa, Shalosh Yayim. So what do you see from here? You see very clearly that has nothing to do with 12 months. So Gemara says, Amalai Valei Harba Meskam Eshtam Shalosh Shonim. You see some live 2-3 years. I'll bring you. I'll show you where his shita comes from. Natanya, uvugulgolos ad sheish banekiv echad aruch afilin a kavim harba mitstarfel malik makdeach. The halacha is that that when it comes to tumah, so you have to have a certain shear. So we say that that shear depends on the shear tumah and the shear of treifa is the same thing. I'm raised by Mishlom Maisa Beinbul, a city, Be'echa Shenivchaz Lagogasa, Vasli Chiduk Shakuria. They put some kind of splint upside his head. Bechaya, and he lived. I'm Lerab Shimon Elazim, Misham Rai, Yemaisa Chamaha, Yavakimisha Avi Maisa Tzinam, Yan Meis. Basically, that you have no Rai that a guy's going to live because you did some kind of remedy on his head because you bandaged him up. Unless you see that he lived through a whole year, all the seasons, 4 seasons, you don't know that he's actually going to live because. The seasons ruin the situation.
No, I don't think so. It means he went through an entire year and he died right before the end of the year.
Right. So I'm saying, if a guy lives through the summer, it doesn't mean the winter is going to live through with that kind of fault. Okay. I'm going to talk about halacha. The halacha is treifa yoledes mishabachas. That the treifa is able to be yoled mishabachas. I'm going to meimar hani bei the treifa the eggs shich lekama if they're in the womb in the animals in the belly asira. What is a zeva garden? So there's 2 ways for a chicken to lay an egg. There's a way that the male heats up the female and then she lays the egg, or she can heat herself up with the ground and she can make her own eggs. Which today everything is manufactured. That's why Ramesha holds that today there's no blood spots. But it's you can rely. If you see a blood spot, you don't have to bother with it so much.
Except if you get from Shimi Rosenfeld.
Yeah, Shimi Rosenfeld.
Then you have to.
Why?
Because those are fertilized eggs.
Those are real eggs.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
By the way, they work.
Where are Shimi these
eggs? They actually hatch.
Where
his eggs hatch if you keep them in your house?
Put them in an incubator, sure.
Yeah, because they're real eggs. Not the ones you get from Bingo or Costco.
That's your project. Forget the plates.
You just have to be careful when you crack them open. Sometimes you might find something.
And what'd you do? She put them in an incubator?
They give you an incubator. The whole thing hatch your own thingies.
Oh.
And now I have only four out of the dozen hatch.
Oh God, now
you're fertilized eggs.
I have 4 baby chicks in my garage. Now my wife wants to get a chicken coop. I'm like,
no, you're in for trouble.
They smell. They end up smelling a lot.
So terrible.
After a while,
you put coffee grinds in the bedding. A lot of fun.
Sounds like a patch.
I need my wife.
Yeah, after a while it gets a smelly process. My sister got it too. It was cute and everything. They're all excited. And
yeah, I have a bunny in my house and I have a bird. So
I'm sorry.
I am too.
The bird makes noise.
Bird chirps and the bunny. You have to clean every day. I have to clean every
it's
week.
The coolest thing to want.
Why are you cleaning?
You ever watch eggs hatch?
I don't touch it.
Your mom could see it in real time?
I set up my phone with a time lapse for like an hour.
How long does it take?
Like an hour and a half, I don't know.
For what?
For an egg to hatch. Legit.
And when it lays there?
And then it comes out. Look at that.
Lays the chicken. It's like a little icky thing, right?
Yeah, it's nasty the first few hours.
And then it just perks up?
And the feathers dry, it gets all fluffy.
They're cute. What's that? It was only for the first few hours they're nasty?
Yeah.
Afterwards, it's the yellow? The chicks are yellow?
They have a bunch of different colors.
That's funny. Okay, right there. So basically, we're saying right now, we're saying that the second set of eggs is coming from Zevazagar. It means that it's not from the original chicken. It's now from the male and female, and that's a problem. Sorry, that's mutter. Eser of Ashla Mima, Rishavim Beitzas Trefo, Shasurim Neshe She Godla Beiser. Because it was hatched because it was Godla Beiser because the mother's a Trefa. So Gemara Hosom and the Safra Ma'ara. Yeah, because Safra Ma'ara means that it was created from the ground. So no Zevzeh Garim. So Gemara says, Lishan Lebe Shichlakam. What do you say, Shichlakam? Im Kain, Godla Gomer in Boil. It shouldn't say Godla, say Gomer. The wording's wrong. Always better to have a rabbi who knows how to give you a good hatter. Now what's going on? Umaydin and Beitz is Trefa, Shasura, the Safna Ma'ara, the Chad Goyim, who came from the ground. The Chad Goyim, we don't have Zevzeh Goyim. Rachasav Lok Rabacha by Yaakov, which is that Trefa Yeledes of Meshabachas, Umasni Lo Dame, Umasni Lo Dame Mar, and he holds of a Mimar that says these are Shechlakama. Kedamoran, Rabina Loi Savlo by Rabacha by Yaakov, Umasni Lo Dame Mar, the High Lishna. What happens is the first egg you leave it, a suffix. If the animal gave birth, he holds treif as any aledis. So since treif is any aledis, if the animal gave birth, the chicken gave birth, hatched another egg, that means it's not a treifa. No, we're saying that the egg that was there, mishas maisa, that egg is a suffix. We don't know if the mother's a treif or not. What we do is you wait.
Second batch, then it's a rat.
Then you know that it's a rat, exactly. Tani Gomer, the Tanan. We have a Mishnah of La Trefer, Blazer, I'm going to cover the guy's back. I'm showing me Yikr, Makamifli. Kisha Ibil, Besef Nitrifa. What happens is it got pregnant and then it was Nitrifa. Blazer, Sava, Ubi Yachim, I'm sure Sava, Ubi Lavi Yachim, who? Yachan Mifl, Gavoy, Lifl, Lahedya, 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 Even if you hold Ubi Lavi Achimai, an egg, everybody holds as part of the mother's goof. So if it's a, because it's part of the mother, it's not an Uber, it's not its own thing. It's an egg. Egg is like part of the body of the animal. It doesn't matter, but since it's not.
What's the body? It's not a separate thing.
Yeah, but it's.
No, but like by a mammal, Ubi Achimai, it's mamish attached. It's the umbilical cord, it's nourishment from the.
Not in an egg.
So egg specifically,
because the egg specifically is gufa. It's not a fetus.
It's not a fetus yet. The fetus grows inside.
A fetus, you could say, is uber yerachim oyo. Not yerachim. We could argue about it. This is no shaykh. This is part of the, it's like the stomach. It's another piece of the animal. Grada has the emishna made that it comes out eventually. Okay, weiter.
It's different than a mammal.
He's bavon, is it? Rashi says, "Kibin da gida beidem ura begidin ke gufa damya."
Oh, okay. But he says, he brings us, he says, a mammal is different. It's going to be part of a hen's actual body, in contrast to a mammalian fetus. So they'll connect to the mother by an umbilical cord.
Oh, this is what Rashi was saying.
Seem to be a separate living entity, according to the view that a fetus is not the thigh of the mother.
Okay. V'hilchsa b'zachar kol shnei mesach chodesh. As long as you live 12 months, it's till 12 months. It's a suffix treifa. But a keva kol shnei yeladis. As not yeladis. Once you yeladis, you go out of the category of maybe it's a treifa.
But it becomes treifa after that.
No, it doesn't, because he holds treifa any yeladis. So if you're yeladis, then automatically you know you're not a treifa. So you had a suffix. Your suffix is answered. Amar avuna kol beria shein by etzem any miskayim any. Living creature, it's a beria that doesn't have an etzem, any miskayim. You be any miskayim be chodesh. Amar Rav Papa Shmuel Minum De'afuno Hada Amar Shmuel Kishish Asliya Be'eveh Asura. Kishish means a cucumber. So basically, halacha is like this. This is a very important halacha. Very, very important to note this. You have, it says kol sheretz asheretz al aretz, and the issur of eating a bug is only a bug that actually was out in the world. So if you have a fruit that's connected to a tree and gets rotten on the tree, that's ala aretz, because it's connected to the ground. But if you have a fruit that's in your fridge for a year and all of a sudden has a worm crawls out of, you see a worm in the apple, that worm you could eat it la locha, no problem. Why? Because that worm doesn't last more than a little bit. And since it doesn't last more than a little bit, you know that it had to be created once it was in your fridge. So maybe that idea, but the problem is we don't really know. So if it's a type of bug that you know can only live, let's say, 2 months, and your fruit is in your fridge for 5 months, then you know that you could eat that fruit with the bug. So Gemara says,
once it leaves the fruit,
it's a problem. In the fruit, take a bite from the fruit and eat the bug. So I have a camera here from Tanya. She's watching. Just letting you know. What's that? I'm just telling you. She's going to see, so you're not going to be able to lie. When you say this week that you lose weight and you have no idea why, she's going to pull out the video. This is Yom Adin, you know what I mean? It comes to the Shemayim and Hashem says, so what? Tell me what happened. Nothing. Hey, Malach. Hey, Malach, bring up the video.
Let the guy eat his falafel bowl and piece of bread.
It's protein.
No, it's from a falafel bowl.
Because his falafel is not protein, but it's good. It's convince yourself.
No, it's chickpeas. It's got plant protein. It's protein. Chickpeas.
How
they stick it together. It's got to be something.
Protein. The cookie is also protein.
Let's break it down. Flour comes from the ground.
Protein.
Healthy. So natural.
Somebody was just telling me that the chickens that we have today, b'chlal, not the chickens that were around back in the day.
Really?
That's what he was saying. And the guy did a shechita now, and he was talking about the chickens. He said that's... Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you got the samim? This is a Syrian thing.
No, my wife, because she thinks it helps for the flies. You have a problem with flies in your house? I have tons of flies.
What kind of flies?
Regular flies.
I'm dead. I think
there's
a dead
animal
in
the
house.
No.
Not me. I'm saying another one.
No, I'm telling you not. You have no idea how many flies I had. Last night by the meal, moms couldn't eat.
So you think they're coming from me to you?
No, they come.
I have them too.
Yeah, in your house also?
If you build a house up to code, the flies don't come in.
You don't have flies in your house?
Of course they have.
I have tons. No, but I didn't grow up like this.
Eric Shabbos by meal, so we had a few flies.
Three a floor? I literally had 45 really? To 50 flies last night in my house. And in the morning you wake up, they're dead. They don't last. We'll see the Gemara right now. No, they're not. No, they're not. I'm telling you, they're not. They're not open. It has nothing to do with being open. They come in, automatically. You open the door, they come in. When you open the door, they come in. How many flies did you have? Put a sign on the door.
No flies allowed.
They have to get the electric zapper.
I'm not putting it in my house.
I know why.
Avi, what's that book called? Lord of the Flies? Lord of the Flies? Yeah. That's not the same thing.
Okay. What's the one along you get?
The salt gun.
What's the salt gun?
It's not the same thing at all.
Bug assault. You load it up with salt and shoot at the fly.
Assault?
Yeah, salt gun.
The other one at work.
And it works? It works?
It's like a shot.
A bunch of things are yellow. Everything is yellow.
You can
trust anything. How do you know each other is down?
Because they try to fly away, they get hit by a pulse.
There's a mechanical room, Jays.
Works.
Well, that's the bug assault.
Yes.
But I'm talking about something else.
You put regular table salt in there.
There's a mechanical.
And it works?
And then there's the roof step.
How do you get the fly?
It shoots. It's like a shotgun.
It's a shotgun. It spreads. So it spreads everywhere it flies. You can get hit.
You have to go within the reason, right?
Okay, within reason, but it's better than...
So I'm shooting salt all over my house?
Basically.
Mm-hmm. You crazy?
It's a little bit of salt.
Do it outside.
That mess everywhere. You know what I
think? You got a new couch? Put
salt. You
dump this one out here. Nice.
Salt kills
a while already I did it.
It's just little teeny things that can...
Is it cool in here?
Oh.
Yeah, it is. It is.
This is a school awesome.
I'm trying to trigger me.
Is it on?
It is on. I'm trying to trigger me.
I want that chair.
No, take this chair. Take this chair. Take this chair. No, in the middle, no one's sitting.
Oh, there you go. Look at him. That's a better angle anyways. Look at someone's butt.
No, we got a Newmark.
Newmark? He mama has the beer on local. He's a multi-million dollar. It's like a non-figure deal.
He's a cigar.
No? No. Stomach drama ball of us?
His
wife is calling him and saying, hello, you better get on soon. No.
Okay, Chaim.
Oh, we didn't start?
Go to the mayor.
No, of course, Chaim. It's okay. No problem.
Put it on the top look.
Thank you, Gary. Pizza?
See which is
yellow.
Where do you go?
Who?
You're getting
more. More?
Yeah.
I thought you were getting a new Tesla. What happened? Didn't you order one?
I did. I backed out the day before it came. I said it's a waste of money, man. It has to run beautifully. Why?
I don't know.
They drive exactly the same.
I got a loaner car.
Now, is the Irv stats down as well?
And it had 500 miles on it?
Okay. Yeah,
I got back in my car.
You drive a 3, right?
I drive a 3.
How do you know the trouble is down?
It's exactly the same. 500 miles? And I have 97,000 miles on it.
I have 65,000. It drives like a dream. I drove to New Windsor last week. I had to pick up my son for Fahar. I went to Muncie first.
Huh?
And from Muncie I made another stop in the mountains. Yeah, I charged. And then I charged, I picked up my son, went back to Muncie. All self-drive. And I sent him an Uber back to Yeshivas. I had no kayak to go. I wanted to get home ready. I left Muncie at 5:30. I was home at 7:15.
Yeah,
all no sweat. Just
I went to Newark.
It's like
back
it's like it's a dream.
When
you self-drive, what are you doing there?
What do I do when I do self-drive? You don't want to know.
Okay, he has one second.
He hops up the road.
I relax.
Let me explain. His self-drive is not like everyone else's self-drive. He put the chip in the steering wheel. And you covered half the
camera. I didn't do the camera. The camera's not covered anymore.
No?
So I have to be. I wear my sunglasses. I wear the shades.
Like, my
not mine.
You have to get dark sunglasses.
Okay, but the polarized don't make dark.
I don't have
polarized don't make dark.
I just have a link assist. I put down my sun visor, blocked it a little bit, angle. I have black sunglasses. I'm like, okay, every 10 minutes I tug the wheel or whatever.
It's mamish a dream. It's mamish a dream.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I went to I went to Atlanta. I came back. I was feeling so. I mamish was nauseous. I don't know. Like I got sick on the plane. Like I think I was dehydrated. Maybe I don't know. I got into my car. I mamish couldn't drive. But I said, one second. What am I nervous about? I put in self drive from the airport. I just got out of the airport because like a pain in the neck to get out of the parking garage. I got onto the road over there. I just forgot about it. I got home. I think I was home by 7:15. My wife called me, "Mill, when are you getting home?" I don't know. I'll be on 40 minutes or whatever. I got home. I was a different person. Just like relaxed for an hour. Just. I went to Baltimore 2 days before my concert to Morgan's wedding. I didn't drive at all. Golden was in the car with me on the way there. I said, "You know how dead tired I was." Golden called me. He couldn't believe it. On the way back, he stayed extra. I went home myself, not scared.
Nothing.
It took me to the station to charge. It takes you to the station.
Oh, really?
I got out. I charged for a half hour. Slept in the car.
I do about that
waited a half hour. It was good. I went back. Continued the trip. It tells me, "Oh, you're good to continue the trip." I put a little extra, topped it off. I went home. I had no idea. I woke up, I wasn't like really asleep, but like I all of a sudden woke up, it for some reason it threw me off in the middle of the 195. I don't know why. Luckily nobody was around. All of a sudden the car stops. The car stops.
You
it's like, 195? And like I see blinking, I'm like, what's going on? I was like, pull.
So you started self-driving as we thought it was.
No, I must have done something. I think my head went like, I must have fell asleep. So the self-drive, after a few times, it throws you off. Elon Musk, he says, "That's it, we're done with you."
You guys just don't do this.
Why would you ever, after the first warning, the second warning, why would you?
I didn't, I was tired. So I was too tired.
Is that scary?
While I was driving.
Like,
stops in the middle of the road.
Dangerous.
So you gotta be careful, but relaxation, you don't have to worry about it. You could just, traffic, it does traffic. Oh.
Stop and go.
Yeah, you know you know your foot starts running.
My car does that also. I don't fancy your foot.
No, you have no idea.
Yeah, I have no car out there that drives like a.
You don't understand.
No, yeah. So for traffic.
No, you have no idea.
Like 35 miles an hour. I don't need to change lane. 35 miles an hour. Stop, slow down. Stop.
It drives for you. What do you mean?
Touch the brake.
You have no idea.
And then when traffic picks up and it doesn't.
If you don't know it.
I did. I tried it once.
No, you were fighting with it the whole time.
Yeah.
He was fighting with the self-drive. So, man, the whole time it was jerking. Like, the whole car is jerking the whole way. I don't touch the car. You don't understand. It's a dream.
Are you doing this in the left lane?
I'm doing it wherever it goes.
Tesla guys in the left lane. Doing the fingernails, diving in Schmaster, and everything else. Get the hell out of the left lane. Do it in the right lane.
I try to not be annoying.
Tesla, I slam on the brakes so the guy wakes up. Leave me alone. Get out of the way. I gotta go to work. I'm not interested in sleeping. I'm davening. The guy with his house is filling. Do me a favor. Some Eskimish guy. She loves him. Do me a favor. Do it in the right lane. Do it with Grandma and Bubby. I don't care. Get out of the left lane.
By the way, my Tesla goes fast in the left lane. Talking about it's on hurry. It's on hurry, so I don't know.
You don't have Mad Max?
I don't know what Mad Max is.
It's on the latest OS. There's
the
like 5 different
ones. The 25, I think, have Mad Max. So you have chill, regular, hurry, and then Mad Max. It's based on the movie.
It's like,
that's really what we need. I don't have Mad Max. I have a 22.
What does that mean?
It moves. It drives.
Aggressively. More aggressively than a human being. It's 6 steps ahead of you.
The problem is, like by me, if I'm driving on the parkway and I do max at 85,
it's a game changer. Mine's a game changer. I used to get nervous about driving somewhere. Like the guy would say, "I want to meet you in," Oh man, I really can't. Like, I'm too tired, you know.
My parents are getting one this Monday, finally.
Gershon Rimner has Gershon Rimner's wife is disabled. She had, like, about 10 years ago, she had stroke after stroke. They couldn't figure out what happened. She's mama, she can't really do much. She could drive, but she can't get out of the car. She can't walk, and she can't really drive well. He rented a Tesla for a month, full self-drive, to see if his wife could do it, because his wife needs to get out. She's going crazy. And his wife was a different person. He just got now one, equipped self-drive and hand... what's it called?
Handicap
for the hand, and it's a game changer. Her son-in-law is my assistant, by Chaim Cohen's yeshiva. He said, "You have no idea."
How does she get in and out of the car?
She could get in and out, but she can't walk far. She goes to, like, bingo. Bingo, you're going in times not busy. She could park very close. She gets to a wagon. She goes from the wagon. She walks around the store for a half hour. She could shop. Then she goes. She has three kids who live in areas like at this parking, you know, a good parking right inside the house. She pulls right up, she's able to get in and get out. It's a game changer.
Wow, so you bought one?
Yeah.
You don't have to take another test.
Change her life.
Right, it's a different thing. My daughter is like, my friend, I'm like, she can drive eventually if she can pass a driving test.
You're laughing when you say that later.
Let me ask you,
Tesla,
how does it drive around Lakewood with all the traffic and all the
bad
down
rooms
there? No problem.
It's annoying. It's very compliant. It comes to a stop sign. Stop. It
comes to a stop sign.
That's why if you're up and you're on it, you could push the gas. So it means if you come to a stop sign, you see there's a car coming, like, too far down, it won't go. But if you push the gas, it'll take your lead. It'll go with you. So, like, if I'm on the road and it's, like, klutzing around, I push the gas, it takes the clue, you know? But you have to be careful. You push the gas too much, you can get into an accident. Like, right, gets all nervous. You have to be on top of it. You can't go crazy. But, like, on the road, on the highway, game changer.
Yeah, you got to treat it like the wife, you know? To, like, know how to push it.
It's going online.
Gas and brake.
You haven't posted it online in a million years. It goes online.
It goes online every week.
Online?
Well,
on the WhatsApp chat.
No.
On the website.
LDY.com.
I haven't checked.
7.2 people watch it.
Just for me to process the video, the too much for me. Every day. I just couldn't do it every day.
Okay, let's go.
What's the traffic like on the website?
A lot. We can't tell you.
60,000.
That's another reason I don't do it so much anymore. There's, like, no traffic.
There will be in the next cycle. You're going to see. We're going to take off. Should be getting about 40,000 to 50,000.
We're still with Nazir, just where it started. Nazir, Sota, Gittin, Kedishin, Lavakam, let's see if not. Kulin, you only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
you only
then
have 5.
Then everybody's going to be going to
sign. You didn't finish today's top yet?
You didn't finish today's top yet.
Okay, well, almost there. Don't get nervous.
Menachas has 9 blot on the website.
Yeah, I
know. Amarav, Papa, Shmami, Namda,
Afuna.
He's by Kosher Village.
No, Brussels.
That's next door to Kosher Village, huh?
Yeah.
He comes every once in a while to that mental enemy.
Yeah.
Where are you? You're across the street?
Yeah.
At MGM?
No.
MGM Grand?
Toma.
So to tomorrow.
9:10 is kind of like.
Something going on by MGM? People there?
Who's MGM?
Yeah. I mean, that's to the
street.
Who's that? The Jeremiah's place?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. That's
it's not his. It's his building. He doesn't own the building.
920.
Yeah.
He just has an office upstairs.
Who's in the Westmark building over there? Now it's closed.
Yeah, he's not in one of the fancy buildings. I don't know. Tower or whatever.
I'm sure he's.
I'm sure he's
working on it. Okay, let's go.
Because Hertzka's got two massive floors and two towers.
Is it open already?
Yeah.
He's open.
His tzedakah is open. His office not.
His office, no, not yet. His office is at 500 Boda.
They got time for that.
And his tzedakah is...
He's open. It's open. That's open.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Tzedakah building is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
What do I get money?
I don't know.
The amount of what he did over there is beyond ridiculous.
It's
my bill. That's my manager.
He has a full office, a full floor, almost a full floor. Just to give out tzedakah. Massive.
Huh?
A room the size it is with gorgeous.
Oh, that's different. That's
for Shivas to come in. Yeah.
No, he has a whole floor.
You never saw someone in your life. You never saw an outfit like this in your life. It's gorgeous. You could walk, any billionaire could walk in there and be like.
Huh? His chef has an office there.
I heard
the six. The big guy. I don't know. The big guy is chef.
It's massive. It's
walks
massive.
Walks around barefoot there. I mean, it's like his chef. His executive chef does his stuff. He's got an office there. Then his director of the development there for the tzedakah thing. He comes like twice a week. They have meetings. Every
at night, they have meetings
with
Rabbanim.
They have meetings. It goes to like 2 o'clock in the morning. You've got to set the air conditioner. 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. Open the doors.
Wait, you guys manage that building?
Yeah. We manage 2 buildings in
CH doesn't manage buildings?
CH?
CHOP? He only manages his own
buildings. Only manages his own buildings. CHOP doesn't.
That's not his building?
CHOP, no. There are a couple of buildings in that CHOP.
No.
A lot of buildings in that CHOP.
Regency built quite a few.
Yeah, he has. What do you mean? You have
a Supreme built.
You have a lot of buildings there.
Supreme built 17.
Supreme built 3 buildings there.
Yeah, Supreme built a Shores building.
All right.
So that's how we manage one of hers, and then we manage one of
the corner building's not CHOP. The next tall one is CHOP.
All of the towers are CHOP. So tower 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those are all his.
He's building the rest of them.
Oh?
He's building more now. He's building across the street, 2 more.
Yeah, although I take umbrage with that. You can't quite think spire if it's a rectangle. Spire, like defense, gotta be like a deal, a tower.
I know.
It's like, what the hell are you calling a spire for? Oh, because dumb, stupid Lakewood people have no clue. All right.
Yeah. Where are you up to?
Oh. Yeah.
That doesn't change.
By his umbrage.
Hold on. I had 4 guys sitting around my table today.
Nothing changed.
And I made a comment. They said, we're 20. We lived approximately a quarter of our life already. I said, if you don't have agency for most of your first 20 years, is that considered living? These are guys who, they, the past year they've been spending in a yeshiva where it's like more of a deeper thought, not gemara, not like just regular like learning shit, deeper, you know, Yiddish, deeper questions, life and whatever. So one guy, of course, a kid who was in Lakewood, was like, what does that mean? Lakewood
board field. Oh yeah, I love that.
One guy's from Baltimore, one guy's from.
Asura. So Gemara says, "Hani tamri dekada." These dates, after 12 months, you're allowed to eat them. Why, Amrav? Because you know for sure that it's not from the ground.
The flies. You think it's open here? All of them. You have flies in here. You have food. You eat over here. You think it's open?
We're not talking about here. To my house.
But they come under, you can
how?
Right
my door's
there.
Closed.
Get a bug zapper.
No. The whole night I'm gonna, in the house, I'm going to have...
No, it's a tennis racket.
No.
It doesn't work.
The oil swears by it.
Oh, the tennis racket works?
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Honey time in the car, that's for old. It's, everybody has one in the garage.
What?
Doesn't work.
I never have it. I don't have one. We have a towel on the window. The only problem is it makes the guts all over the window. We're very, very good at it. My kids all know the fly. Cuts on the window. And if you hit them and they don't explode, they just fall down to the ground. If you don't get it within like a half a second, they just get right back up and go right back up in the fly again.
Hani Tamri, let's go. The card Labostri Yak Shosashayan. Amarav, less biko by Yoimo. They only this bikas, the zvuv, some kind of biting something.
Talking about the gnats, the fly.
The less the yidva ba shosa. There's none that lasts more than a year. I'm gonna pop. Some say it's this flood. I'm gonna pop a labaya. Well, Amri Inchi Shev Shani Imri Baksa Mevaka the Amri Lechazisla by Mechuzah the Sochem Maya Vasolik Veichem Besadina VeIsvus Olel VeNimtzim VeNeva Lehoy Dasli. Basically, the bugger was telling the bug that I have. Oh, what was I? Today I used something else. A joker. A joker, right. Okay. Joker was good. The joker told the joke to jerk off. And basically.
Better than the bugger. That's all today. So we had the night chair came to the Shabbos daf today.
Okay, you guys know what I mean. I'm not trying to use foul language here. Anyway, the jerk off.
not making it any better. What's the else?
Okay, the joker told the joke to joke off. So basically, the kids are Misa, you see clearly, and what it was saying is that he was basically saying that the other bug he has stuff that I could blood that I could suck out of, and it's a mashal to the people in Babylonia who would live a very high lifestyle. But point being said. Is that you see that there's 7 years a bug can live. So he says, in his with his hammer, he has 60, whatever this is, 60 mana of blood that he pulls out. Is that possible? How big is he already? Ella, but money they do. I mean, they have their own measuring stick. It's like you have dog ears. So over here also, they do. A dog is 120 years old. That means he's 2 days old.
No, actually not.
Whatever. I don't know anything about dogs, but whatever. Tan awesome. Behemoth balas hey reglaim. Or is she ain't lal shalosh or is a mum? I'm not for a lesson. I'll show chosav a yeser. Be yad. I've chosav a yeser. Be regal treifan ami haba. My time call. You can not tell me anything that's more is like it's taken away. Haich yusa. There was livestock. The avlo tied to sanya the divi. Two bellies. I got guys in shul have 4 or 5 bellies. But yeah, I see. I thought you would come by. I had all the couples here this week. I see the Ravina Vitarfa Midirafuna. If they spill into each other, then it's considered one belly. I hear gufsa. There was what's gufsa?
Tube of flesh.
Right, tube of flesh. Yes, that. Davenafkin be kasi luv lila. It went out. Means there was an expansion belly there. So all kinds of livestock, chickens, they have this. So why is it a treifas? There was this animal that had a same thing. Yeah, a double wall of it. So, you can't learn from one thing to another. You can't learn one trait for that other trait for thing. Everything has to have its own messiah. Hey, nosim bashilu rav tafke tzibari lefnei rabbi. Yep. Al shnei b'nei ma'ayim, two bellies, yitzvon abeheimu ka'acha shei trait for k'negim ba'oif. K'shera. B'med v'amu m'shiyitzvon b'shnei m'korim. So yitzvon b'makam echad v'kolet al k'etzv k'shera. Pligu b'ram asichad omar hu dehadri v'arvi. They have to mix, they have to reconnect. Means till etzba on the bottom, that will be fine as long as if it's separate. If these feathers are taken away, it's possible. Animal that has an abundance of blood, vamushenis, a smoker, vamutsunanis, tsunanis means that it's cold, it's got a cold problem. Some kind of sam,
which is begulu.
It punctures the stomach. So what the leaves are
not as bad. The roots are bad. They make holes.
Samos like Asha they had Adam. Samos the behind our dufni. Trigger me samos my tia. What's this tia? We the ikro the mihiro. It's the root. All right, I go to work.